It's podcast time. The Ben Herrera and Starlito Show. A Black River Studios podcast. Enjoy the show.
What up, everybody? Welcome to tonight's episode of the Ben Herrera and Starlito Show. We got Starlito right over here.
What's up, everybody? How you doing? I want to welcome everybody to come join us today. We have a special guest, great comedian, but you know what? I'm going to give a shout out really quick, man. Gonzalo Pagan, bro, if it wasn't for the comedy that you do, you know, I don't think I'd be the comedian that I am today. I'm just playing. This dude is, you know, Gonzalo has been such a great asset in my life when he tells his jokes because it kind of hits home. But we have a special guest today, guys. And guess what? He's here today. Very awesome guy. Actually, you know what? We were just laughing a little bit ago because he said he had a small penis. I'm playing.
That was me.
Oh, yeah, that was you. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to welcome to
Tony.
Go ahead,
Joe. Oh, Tony Gutierrez. My name is Tony Gutierrez. I'm a comedian from Grand Rapids, Michigan. And yeah, I'm excited to be here tonight, man. It looks like it's
going
to be a good show tonight.
Going to be fun. Hold on. Our camera froze for some reason. Where is my camera? Watch right here. You know, this is how we do it. You know, our cameras are being funny, and then we got to switch him and get him to work again.
We got so many cameras in here, it's crazy.
It's that one. It's got to get unplugged. Plug that in and plug it. Unplug it and plug it. Oh, you know what? It's the top one underneath the red.
Looks like a porno in here.
Well, you should see what he does when nobody's here.
Yeah. No, it's, is that one going behind? Oh, no, it's
from the Ben Herrera show to the Diddy show.
The top one on the front. No, not down. Down, that one.
Unplug it and then just plug it back in.
That was a movie scene right here. Down, okay. Cut that one.
Ooh.
Hey, this camera freezing got me.
Oh, now your camera just froze. What's going on right now?
You just unplugged what?
Oh, you know what? I think you unplugged the wrong one.
Oh, there we go.
I'm sorry about that, everybody. I told him the wrong one.
See, this is why I told him to do this shit earlier and he doesn't listen.
No, that's not
maybe
it.
Tell
there. Okay, now.
So. Ladies and gentlemen,
it's still not plugged in.
Oh, what do you mean it's not plugged in?
Hold on.
It was just on. It's on now.
No. His isn't plugged in.
My camera.
It's on.
No, it has to be. Oh, yeah, it is that bottom one. Okay, plug it back in. Okay, now we can get it to work. Sorry about that, everybody. Never fail. He's eating pizza, anyways.
We're having a great time.
So here we go. Let's get this going. Let's get this going, everybody. And we're back. Sorry about that, everybody.
Man.
Technical difficulties for the first time in 7 years.
So, I do want to give a shout out again to Gonzalo Pagan.
Awesome here he comedian, is right here.
But oh. Also, Trouble Sons is in the house.
Alpha what up, Trouble Sons?
And then we got
Tony Gutierrez,
the comedian.
Grand Rapids, Michigan. You know, I'm bounced back and forth from Holland to Michigan my whole entire life. From Holland, Michigan to Grand Rapids, Michigan. It's been a great time coming to comedian and learning a lot, having a good time. We got a show this Saturday, another one on the 24th, and then another one on the 25th. So it's been a great time, man, and I'm happy to be here on the Ben Herrera show and Starlito show.
Cool.
Holla, stand up, man. One of the biggest podcasters.
I
love it.
I can hear myself.
Anthony Bowen wants to know, do you hang out here?
Do I hang out over here?
Yeah, you can read that right there. Do your thing. Oh, do your thing.
Those are all my boys, man. Yeah. Those
good.
My boy Anthony Bone. He's good. He's a good dude, man. He's been around us all. Those family as well.
Okay.
He knows all of them as well.
The family is around. Yes, okay, sir. Got you. I am also familiar with Los Estrellas Yodo. I actually film for them. I do actually their documentary.
They're the best people. One of the best group of people
I've
ever met.
They are. Man, that's family away from family. Because when they invited me to their home, it wasn't home. It was home.
It was home.
You know what I mean? So it was more like you walk into their house, and I felt like I was back in Texas or Oklahoma.
Right.
So I wanted to show you, my man.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Here.
Oh, yeah, showed up.
Yeah, this is the show we got, my guys. Look at this. We got tickets. Only were $20. We're almost sold out right now. We got probably about 12 left.
That's a bad backpack. Tickets.
Yeah, man.
That's pretty cool, actually.
It's all the people we're sponsored by. Shout out Craze. Yes, I'm Craze on Facebook and Instagram. You got these backpacks for $800 to $1,000, I think. They're all different varieties. Got 20 of them on the left.
Great guys, cool, man. That's cool.
Yep. Shout out Black River Billiards. That's where we'll be at this Saturday. Your ticket, Spanky Hayes from Wild and Out, is going to be there. So a shout out, Black Team. He's going to be in the building. Yeah, I was actually just on FaceTime with him before this podcast.
Cool. So I was gonna, that's actually one of the questions I was going to ask you. What brought you into comedy? Like, what pushed you in that direction?
Did you just look in the mirror and go,
it was really, and they say everything starts off at a barbershop. And I was literally in the barbershop one day, joking with homeboys, hey, and then one goes, you're funny as hell, man, why aren't you in the comedian?
Yeah.
Then one of them says, we'll get you, yeah, dude, we gotta start making videos, funny videos. So I started with funny videos. I have about like 3 or 4. They're all on TikTok. And I post like funny videos. And I was like, no, what? I got to take it a step further. I'm not really liking the video stuff because I'm watching stand-up. And this is really intriguing me.
Yeah.
So I just jumped right into it, man. I said, no, what? It's that time, you know? Mm-hmm. Time to jump right into comedy.
Do or die, right?
Do or die. That's what I'm saying. Know what? My first show, I was nervous as all hell. But I think I practiced more for that first show than some of the other ones. And I think my first show was probably better than some of the other ones. So just get, if you want to ever do something, don't be scared to do it. Because the first time you do it might be the best.
Yeah.
So, okay.
And you lose that stage fright. So.
Correct. You're right.
Mm-hmm. So, what kind of material do you use? Do you use personal material? Do you use material do you see, like, on the street? The material you see on TV? What kind of, what's your material?
I'm happy Scott Luna just asked me this question. So, I watched a Kevin Hart video, actually, about last week.
Oh, see, you're fired, Kevin.
he described the two kinds of comedians. We got the ones who like to tell jokes, punchlines, the regular old, like sometimes one-liners, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
And then we got storytellers. And I love the storytelling. I realize I like to dig deep. I like my childhood. I like
kind of like Fluffy.
Exactly.
Fluffy's a storyteller.
Mm-hmm. Right. I like to turn sometimes even past traumas into funny moments. Do you think about it from an outside looking in? That shit's funny as fuck.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's just like watching your best friend fall down the stairs. And the person behind you going, oh my God. And you're going, ha, ha,
yeah. And you're sitting there laughing.
Don't ask. Yeah.
Then you ask if they're all right.
Then you ask if they're all right after they're bleeding.
Yeah.
Do you really need an ambulance or can you walk it off?
Can you do this?
What up, Moyo?
What's up, Moyo?
Oh, my boy, Moyo. Great barber, man. Shout out, Moyo. Great day with the Clippers in Holland. If you're in Holland, Michigan, you need to hear
Southside Cuts.
Southside Cuts, buddy.
Yeah. I got your commercial coming. I haven't forgot you.
Yeah. Cool, cool. We got commercial.
Oh, what's up, Omar? Thanks for the shout out.
What up, Omar? So what's your story? That's what he said. Yeah, man. And I love doing crowd work now. I actually started falling in love with that in the last 2-3 shows I did. I was like, you know what? I got to try this out. I tried it out at Park Theater, actually. That's one of my first ones I started doing a little bit of crowd work, and I liked it. This next show after that, I killed it with the crowd work. I had this dude laughing so hard, his wife was pissed.
I did the same thing. When I tried comedy out, my first thing was the crowd.
Yeah.
Because the crowd's easy to read.
Fun, dude. It's fun.
It's fun as hell. But then you always get that one particular person that'll sit there go,
that gets pissed.
You do need to leave.
Yeah.
That was so racist.
That's you.
Comedy show.
It's like, hello, you're supposed to be laughing about it.
Yeah, I started learning where to pick at, because there's certain groups you don't want to pick at, and all of a sudden you get canceled. And it's like, I'm not even picking at you guys, and it's really got a funny ass joke about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But see, that's the thing. Here's the one thing that I've learned in the industry is if you can't take a joke, get the fuck out.
Yeah. That's true.
Because that's the only reason you come to a comedy show was to laugh, not to nitpick of what you want to laugh about.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's, exactly.
And that's something, too. This is for everybody listening. If you're going to go to a comedy show and you're going to sit in the front row,
you're going to get picked on.
You got to be ready. Like, I know
you're going to get picked on.
It might be your first time at a comedy show. You're trying to take a date out and look nice. Mm-hmm. Just know that they're going to say something to you.
They might learn. And they're looking at that dress.
Yeah. And they're going to make fun of you, whatever you're wearing. So. You never know.
Just like Ben's got front row in my act. When I every time I see Ben, he's in front row, so I pick on whatever he's wearing.
Yeah, that's true.
But people do actually look down the dresses of the women that are sitting there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm just playing. That does happen.
I mean, I'm sure it does. I'm not. So why wouldn't it? Why wouldn't it?
I'm not trying to get you in trouble.
But no.
I'm playing.
So Omar just asked a question. Have you ever opened up for anyone big?
That's a good question. The biggest opening I'm having is this Saturday.
There you go.
Spanky Hayes. This weekend.
From Wild and Out.
I don't know if you guys remember him from Wild and Out. Get him, Spanky.
Yep, I remember him.
Great comedian. Was on FaceTime with him about 5 minutes.
We're blowing up with some loves over here.
Hell yeah, we are.
We got some loves.
Yeah.
No, I got, he told me straight up, man. He said on FaceTime, if you can make me laugh and you got some funny jokes, I'll make some calls about you. So
the first thing you want to do is bring out Amir.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you, I don't know why, but I heard the owner of where I'm going wants to hear some freaky shit.
Yeah. So I've known the owner for.
You talking about Park Theater or Billiards one?
Billiards.
Oh, okay.
So I know the owner for almost 20 years, and he's a freak.
Okay, he told me from what they've said, they want to hear some freaky shit.
Yep.
So
there you go.
If I'm doing some gestures, making some funny shit, man, I'm sorry, it's guys. Okay, Mom, forgive me. Grandma, forgive me.
As long as you're getting paid.
That's all that matters.
That's what matters.
And making I'd people do laugh. It
and then ask for forgiveness later.
That's yes, there you go.
Yeah, so, man, so just like, okay, so there's a popular person that was just here this past Sunday.
Yep.
He does the raunchy stuff. Like he likes to dig old ladies. Like, you know, you're 76, huh? You want to go for 69? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, we're trying to get paid.
But you see what I'm saying? So he goes to that material. And then you got this other guy talks about gay stuff, about penises and how he likes it in the butt, but he's not really gay. He's married.
Yeah.
It's just comedy.
Me and my brother, man, we always joke. For some reason, every time we start a conversation, why does it always end up? And then I got butt fucked. Look, but we're like, brother, wait, how did that? Yeah, I mean, that's what we're saying. We're like, how does that always end up?
Always gonna have the pension from the husband that died, the retirement plan, their social security.
Yeah,
they're gonna fucking live in good.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So, what do you have in your hand there?
I want to show everybody tickets to the show. Oh, yep. I'm zooming in. There you go. It's tickets to the show. We got for $20.
There we go, people.
I got 12 left. They're gonna sell out, man. I already got 4 of them sold to somebody in Allendale. So
nice, nice.
You know, they're coming for some friends. So
Allendale.
I know, but dude, I got people coming from Traverse City to the show.
Nice.
Yes, I sold us.
I was just gonna. I was City. Holy crap! You read my mind. I was just gonna say that. Maybe as far as Traverse City.
Jokes now. You didn't read his mind.
No, I did. I was just gonna say Traverse City.
Yes, Traverse City. So we got.
So that's cool.
It's gonna be good, man. Sprinky is gonna be there. He said that he's gonna bring a guest with him. He can't wait to say a surprise. I don't know if I'm gonna surprise, but.
Don't say anything.
Yeah, I'm not telling names. I don't know any names, but just get ready. There's gonna be some surprises at the show, and I'm excited.
As long as it's not Nick Cannon, we're good.
Yeah. Oh,
we got
my
enough
God.
Babies here.
He's coming with all his kids. He said
we got enough babies here. We don't need no more babies here.
No, we don't.
There's no more ABT. It got cut off.
This is the surprise of the show, and I'm really excited about it. And I'm really excited to actually have.
Oh, I want to know who's your favorite comedian and what have you learned from them.
Ooh, I love this.
That
one.
Was good. I like Omar's questions.
Yeah, no,
Omar
your...
is on it. It's great.
Yes, good job, Omar. We're proud of you, Mijo.
I got 3 right now.
I love you, Mijo.
Yeah.
I got 3 right now who I really love their content, and I think they're doing great. And honestly, the reason I think they're doing so good is because they've all been in this game for a long time. Mm. I'm going to say Gary Owen.
Oh, yeah.
Nate Jackson's
a good one.
And Ari Spears.
Harry
Spears works that crowd, and he's mean.
No, he's going crazy.
I wish I would have went to his show when he was here in Hollywood.
Dude, I've never seen somebody laugh so hard besides this girl I showed her. I showed her one of his things. He had a fucking show, and there was a guy just sitting there mad. He's like, everybody's fucking laughing here. You don't want to fucking laugh. You're just sitting here looking pussy. He fucking died. I was rolling. It was the funniest shit, because the way he did the was exactly what this motherfucker's looking at. He's like, mad as shit. It was the funniest shit, man.
It's like, why would you be mad at it? Why? I don't understand people sometimes.
So they're all 3. That's one thing I want to say about Omar, too, is all 3 different styles, and that's why I think I like all 3 of them.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so Ari Spears,
mm-hmm.
Nate, they attack the crowd.
Oh, yeah.
Gary gets personal.
He gets personal, and that's what I like about him.
He uses the personal stuff in his comedy show.
Right.
And which is funny because the best part of the show is when he talks about church. Now when it comes to church, it's because me and Ben always go back and forth. How many times can you catch the Holy Ghost?
Right.
How many times can you catch? I mean, you go to church at 10 o'clock in the morning. I got the Holy Ghost. At 12 o'clock, I got the Holy Ghost. How many times you won't catch the Holy Ghost?
Right.
you can only catch it once.
Yeah, exactly.
He's a great one, dude.
You know, so that has been, you know, Gary. I actually got to meet Gary.
Really?
And Gary is actually really, really down to earth, just like all of us right here.
Mm-hmm.
He's just like us. He don't care about the publicity. He doesn't care about the money. What he cares about is having a relationship with us, like having a fun time, having a good
doing
time.
Doing what you love.
He does what he loves, but it's not about Mr. Popularity. He doesn't give 2 shits about that.
I really want to meet him.
So, and it's not really hard.
Tito, F1 Music's in the house as well.
What's
we got him.
Man?
He said, what up?
He said, Wag's good.
Wag's good.
He sounds like he's eating pizza with me.
Yeah. Wag's good. So,
Wagyu.
Yeah, Wagyu.
He shared a lot of my stuff. He's a good guy.
What did you say?
Is this just comedy show or rap/comedy show? What kind of rap talent would be there?
Oh, okay. There you go.
That's a great question. I'm putting on my pizza for that one.
Dan, you better stop eating.
Yeah.
Larry Dixon, he's a great guy. He's off from Grand Rapids. Shout Larry. He's also a rapper. If you want to go check out his new album, he just dropped it. Shout Larry Dixon.
Cool.
He's going to be rap and comedy. That's one thing about it. I love having a show that's not just comedy. I love having a rap and comedy because it's so fun.
Yeah.
It's literally a party almost. It's
right.
So it's like there's people moving around. There's everything going on. There's breaks. Okay, there's going to be a break. 20 minutes. People drinking, talking, having fun. Boom. Another person. Oh, this time's comedy. Oh, no. Next is a rap. Mm-hmm. So it's a rap and comedy show, Larry.
You get the best of both worlds.
Best of both worlds. And yeah, we got performances by Solis, Rome Hunted, and G-Cast. G-Cast is a rapper from Grand Rapids.
Juan Tito, which is Alpha One. He's part of our crew here.
Okay.
Alpha One actually has the flyer on his page. Actually, I think we're all going to go to that. So spitting off of that, and I'm gonna piggyback. Uh-huh. Why comedy?
Why comedy, right?
I mean, there's so many other things you could have done, like art. I mean, art. There's actors. There's other stuff. Why comedy?
I honestly wanted to start with music.
Okay.
Really, it was
making lullabies.
Is right? This the one you're talking
about? Yeah. Shout out G-Cast, man. I don't know if you can screen that onto the screen.
Yep.
I want to give a shout out right here to G-Cast. He's one of my homies from Grand Rapids. He's actually going to be at the show with us Saturday. He's going to be performing as well. Shout out G-Cast, man. He was just at the same place buying shoes as me. So we're about to be fresh out here.
Hell yeah.
Tito said we got a couple of dates if you're down to perform in the future.
Oh, nice. And we got Joey Choa on.
Joey Choa said, yo.
Yo. Yep, we got Joey. What up, Joey?
What's up, Joey?
Look, if I want to take this serious, I'd like to be overbooked and underbooked. So if I get more shows, we're good. I'll do two in one day if I have to.
So, just real quick, Tito, he said that he would love to do any shows that we have so he gets more experience, gets more under his belt. That way, you know, it covers more. What he just said was he'd rather be overbooked and under. Mm-hmm. Because if you're underbooked and you're not really busy, if you're overbooked, then you got to switch yourself off and, you know, start with some new material. So.
Mm-hmm. So is there something that you like to do, like what you want to focus on the most, or is it just spread out whatever you think, or do you go off the
do you treat comedy like your women? They're spread out.
right.
Exactly.
I got different.
Kind of like that. No.
So I really have, like I said, I've been working on the crowd work, but crowd work is such a small portion. Like Matt Rife, I don't know if you guys listen.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
Matt Rife.
That dude's hilarious too.
Actually, they did a pre-party Sunday. Before a show.
And like you said, you have an hour show, and like 15 minutes of that will be crowd work. And
yeah.
45 minutes is like straight stand-up, but people only clip the 15 minutes because it's the funniest. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to work on that, but my style is like, I'm going with making you laugh and getting personal with it, like Fluffy.
Yeah. So that's good. Joey wants to know, do you do skits or comedy, like comedy stand-up? Or is it both?
Joey Ochoa. Oh, yeah, sure. Joey Ochoa with his music, man. He raps as well. Yeah, I actually do both. I'm actually, right now, I've been doing strictly stand-up, but I'm actually trying to work into skits and clipping my shows. If how you guys see other stand-up comedians have their highlights of the shows clipped, I'm going to start doing that as well. That's going to be real. That's going to be actually coming here in the next month. You're going to have all my shows. Everybody will not miss any of my shows anymore. You're going to have highlights of all my shows.
Hell yeah.
And they're real.
Good. That's good to know. So, I mean...
Yes, exactly.
How big do you want to make it? I understand there's a lot of people... There's people out there saying, you know, I don't even care about being famous. I just love doing it.
Just want to have
there's fun. A lot of people that sit there and say, I want to be as big as a star. Yeah. There's a lot of people that say, man, you know what? I do what I do, and I don't even care if I get paid.
Yeah.
I love this one right here.
But, you know, how far do you want to go? How big do you want to make it?
I just told somebody this the other day. I do not want to get famous until... Like, rich and famous. I don't want to be the 1.8 million followers where I have a show every other day and I'm going on tour until maybe 5 years from now. I want to be older. I want to have more experience.
More experience.
Yep. There you go.
And
give us a lot of old ladies. No, I'm just playing.
I'm not going to lie. I'm jumping into this. I have really made some connections and have talked to some important people, and it's gone really quick. It goes quick.
Really?
It goes quick, dude. And I didn't know. Once you say, hey, I'm a comedian, and people are like, oh, really? Let me introduce you to this person. Can you stand up here? Can you stand up? I got this person that's got you here.
Yeah.
It's
kind of what I did this a little bit ago.
If you had told me last week I was going to be on the phone with Spanky Hayes from Wild and Out talking about comedy this today, I wouldn't have believed you. You know what I'm saying? So like, yeah. It's been going so fast. So I really, I see it in the next year that I will be getting paid from shows. Like, they will be having me out there, and I don't want it. It's just like I said, you might not want it, but it's just happening because it goes too fast. It's really just like that. And I didn't expect this to start.
Yeah.
The only way to slow down is if you stop your shows.
Yeah.
Yep. That's true.
That's the thing is with that, it takes a lot of grind. Just even slowing down takes a lot of grind because if you're being a comedian takes a lot of work. And it's not just something that you just happens. Sometimes it does, and that sometimes it falls in your lap. But sometimes you have to do your studies.
That's
and if you don't do your studies and you get this crowd, now you're trying to read this crowd and you're like, damn, what the hell am I supposed to
do? I just had a debate with one of my friends about this the other day. He said, what do I think is easier, being a rapper or a comedian? And I said, being like, what's harder is definitely a comedian. You can go to 3 shows in 3 days as a rapper, perform all the same songs at each of those, and you know them by heart. I gotta have 3 different shows of different material because if I come up with material from the last one, people are recording now or just hearing it, they're like, hey, dude,
you know. I was just going to say that because I was going to ask you, like, go off of what you said is, you know, you want to make sure that you have something different. Because,
I want to say the right material.
For example, when we saw Rob Schneider at Park Theater, I remember, because he said something before, and I'm like, I heard that one before. I don't know, one of his little, you know, people share their clips and stuff.
Yeah.
I saw that. I mean, I heard that before, and I was like, man, I already, that wasn't even funny because I already heard it.
Exactly.
So, I mean, he was good. He did a great job. But,
he's been out for a long time.
Oh, yeah, man. He's, he was funny. That was a good show, but he was funny. But,
he just did a, they just did a show with Adam Sandler.
Yeah, yep, I saw that. Oh, on the where they were,
the award or,
like an award thing.
The achievement award or something for Adam Sandler.
Oh, yep.
Oh, and he sang this little soft, little,
his little folk little song.
Folk song that he sang to Adam Sandler as a buddy, as a brother, as a, you know, friend, whatever.
Yeah.
That, I mean, it was funny, but it kind of made you want to cry because they've done over 30 films together.
Yep.
And so this is kind of where you would stand up to where if you were to be side by side by a certain person and all of a sudden you guys are doing skits, all of a sudden you're doing movies.
Yeah.
Off to a comedy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That would be great. That's where I could see you doing. I can see you doing that. You know,
so we got Joey says top 5 comics. If
oh man, I listed off the 3 of them, and then I'm gonna give you 2 more. So like I said earlier, Gary Owen, Aries Spears, and Nate Jackson. Then I love Rene Vodka. He's fucking fire right
now. That dude's fire.
And I'm sorry that most of mine are kind of newer generation or newer like coming up right now. It's just what
I watched some of them,
and I love Ralph Barbosa.
That dude was crazy.
What do you think?
Kind of dirty crazy.
What do you think about?
Okay, that's what people said.
You kind of look like him. You kind of do look like him. Now that you mentioned it,
I'm gonna look him up.
Do it, Ralph Barbosa.
Yeah. Let's see.
Look him up.
That way, people. I also see that somebody said, "What was your biggest downfall?"
Ooh,
dude, I was actually gonna talk about that without that being asked. I think my biggest downfall, Ralph Barbosa B.
Barbosa is Barbosa.
Yeah. Right there. There we go.
Oh, yeah. You kind of do, actually.
put them on the screen. Oh, so we're going to put them on the screen so you guys can see.
Compare us.
Dang.
Boom.
Kind of.
You know,
high, maybe.
Right, you can see it a little bit. Yeah.
If I got my hair out a little longer, I'm definitely. But my biggest downfall, man, has definitely been not trying to let my personal life distract me from comedy.
Yeah.
What do I always say? Do never mix business with personal.
With personal. Yeah.
Women, the women will be the ones, bro.
Oh,
women
I know.
Will be the one. You, especially if you're in comedy, you're in a relationship for a long time.
Did you hear the story of Adam and Eve? Come on now. You don't tell me.
You get distracted, man.
You get distracted.
Women will distract you for sure. And that's one thing I've actually had to cut off, man. Like, I don't even know my relationship to add. But I, you know what I'm saying? But it's like,
so
I'm so focused on comedy, yeah. Became my girl. Comedy has been my girl right now, so it's kind of.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
They're trying to fuck you.
Wait a minute! Oh, you have to. But just don't do it right now. No, I'm just kidding. So actually, I was going to ask you a question too, because
Kenny on Fire said Trouble Sons, Alpha One Music, and Black Rebel Studios.
Oh yeah, let's catch up on these.
What's up, Gary Funny? Mario,
nice.
He also said Gary Funny as hell. Mario Herrera.
Yeah, my boy. Shout out.
What up, Mario?
One of my best friends, rapper. Comedian, literally,
big PA.
Oh, man, he's a great guy.
So Mario wants to know what else do you have planned for this month?
Oh man, he knows. He did this on purpose.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he knows. So he's proud of me, man. But yeah, I got open mics. I actually have. I have a drive to make this coming Monday. I gotta get out to I got the address exactly. I was outside of Detroit about 2 hours and 20 minutes. I got an open mic out there.
Nice.
So yep, I got an open mic out
there. Congrats.
I have, like I said, we have me and him actually both have a show together on the 25th at Park Theater, and that's gonna be a great one, man. We got good comedy people there, great music performances. And one thing I can say about Park Theater, what they do different than other places, is it's not just rap and comedy. You got jazz sometimes. You got techno. You never
know. Oh, yeah.
It's a cultural.
Yeah.
I think I got a guy named Game Boy step in there. I don't know. I'm getting some publicity right now. But a guy named Game Boy, he was there with me when he seen it. And this dude was just like techno beats going crazy. Like, it was cool. Like, I liked it. Like, it sounded good. I'm like, damn, dude, you're actually good, bro. His name was Game Boy.
Yeah, that's cool.
Tito, actually, Afaro wants to know, which old school comedian do you like?
Ooh, okay, you want to go back with it. Dave Chappelle.
Okay.
Ooh, ouch.
I like Dave Chappelle.
I like Dave Chappelle just because he has taught me how to get booed and not
care.
Not care. He got booed in his hometown.
Yeah.
He got booed in his hometown. Oh, yeah. They booed him. They he got off stage and everything, and he told
I think that was the day he turned political.
Might have been.
That's when he turned political. That's, he got on stage.
Politics will ruin shit.
Mm-hmm. Well, because it was the factor that he was for certain things and he was going against the black people there.
Oh, yeah. Something like that.
You
see
what I'm saying? But what I will always say, any publicity is
good. It's good publicity. Yep.
Exactly. So he got more ratings. He got more ratings getting booed rather than getting applauded.
Exactly.
Did you see the video when that guy ran up on stage on one of his things?
Dave Chappelle's? No, yeah. Oh, I seen the one with Matt Rife recently when they ran.
Oh, yeah, I saw that one too. Yeah, they tackled. Like, he ran backwards, like, to go behind, and they're up there, like, beating the crap out of that guy. Yeah, the security guards.
So, Omar's coming up with these good questions. What is your honest opinion about Lavelle Crawford?
Lavelle Crawford, dude. I've only watched a couple of his stand-ups, but I think
What is your honest opinion about him?
Know what? I'd have to watch more of his stand-ups to give an opinion on him, but
I say he's real. He uses, again, he's real. Some of the other artists that are other comedians that use personal life.
I never really felt into watching his stuff because I was always so caught up on the other ones who are jumping right now, doing the funniest crowd work. I don't know why, but crowd work has drawn me in.
Yeah.
Crowd work has really drawn me in.
But crowd work is because it's easier because you're picking on somebody. Yeah. And other people are finding it funny because it's actually true.
Yeah.
Because you can pick something that's personal in your life and aim it at somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, ah, oh, shit. Like, yeah. I always tell Ben, you know, he ugly because I call myself ugly. Like, he ugly. No matter what you do, he ugly. But I think of myself ugly. So I point it at somebody else. But then everybody else is laughing.
Right.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? I'm reflecting what I am to, what I think about myself to him.
I have to be fast with it.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
Sit there and think anything. You gotta be fast with it.
Yeah,
exactly. Because if you sit there and you're, because you don't want the crowd to react in a different way, because you're, but then you can go off of that too and throw it out.
Yeah,
throw it out with that.
See, Ben's got a lot of practice looking in the mirror.
I do actually.
Ben's a good dude. Ben's a good dude, man. Shout out, Ben. Shout out, my boy Starlito as well.
Thank you.
Great podcast, man. You have like I see a lot of rappers are on here today.
Yes.
Yeah.
They actually all been in our studio. We actually made some music. With them,
yep. All good people.
Before them,
all
not them. With them. For them.
Every single one of them has been good to us.
Man,
I suck at singing. had a couple people do shout outs, but I can't get in there. I'd probably say something stupid and mess the song up. But
he can talk and do the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. My voice. You know how you hear your voice, but then you want to hear it recorded.
Yeah.
It's like, why do I sound different? That's weird. But it is what it is. I was going to ask you a question.
Really?
What?
This is about comedians, not fighters. Jake or Tank this weekend?
Oh.
It's funny. Jake or Tank. no, it's funny, man. I think a lot of this shit is honestly paid and rigged. And I really think that Jake is going to win. Because, dude, he's you know how people he's beat so far. Like,
he paid.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Why he's going to take that money as well.
Yeah,
I believe
that's
if
true.
You throw some money on Jake Paul this weekend, you'll make
some
money back.
I honestly.
Oh, Ace is online. Says shout out Black River Studios.
What up? What up?
Shout out to the brothers, man.
Yep.
Exactly. Thank you for tuning in, everybody.
Man, they're showing a lot of love, man. Look at my screen's going crazy.
Thank you. You know, and we want to give a shout out again to Southside Cuts because great group of people there. Very professional. They're located at 375 Columbia Avenue.
Yeah, man, I got a great haircut over there. And yep. A lot of times, Moyo's a great barber.
Moyo, yep.
And he brings a lot of good barbers in there.
Yeah,
so that's great.
Yeah, he does. They're doing a good job. Actually, I was going to ask you, I know, because I like serious comedy too, but I mean, I know a lot of people are like, oh, he's on like Saturday Night Live or whatever, but, well, he's not on, but he's been a guest. Nate Bargatze.
I've heard the name.
That's old.
Yeah.
No, he's not. He's still new.
Is he still new? No, he's not.
He's not old. He's barely been coming out. He has like 15 shows on Netflix right now.
Old.
No, I'm saying like in the last 2-3 years.
I have a comedy man, like not a man, a comedy mentor who he's never done comedy, but he's studied so much of it, and he's actually worked with the comedians and helped them. And he's an older man. His name is Adam. Shout out, Adam. Thank you for all your everything you told me with.
But, yeah.
He's actually the one who's introduced me to a lot of the older comedy.
Yeah,
a lot of the older comedy. I didn't know nothing about. I'm into the newer comedy. I'm a younger generation, right. And now I'm learning about all the older comedy, and I'm like, wow, some of this shit is so good, it's so raw. Because it wasn't like that in today's day and age. It's not like today's day and age where everything's like so soft. We gotta be soft,
right?
Exactly. I like how a lot of it is raw back then.
Mm-hmm.
Sandra Medusa is giving a shout out live.
What up, Sandra? Lady Medusa.
Medusa's up on live, baby.
What's going on? Oh, I still got to make her flyer.
Baby online.
Everybody's talking about fights, man.
Hey, this is a comedy show.
Right.
Leave that to the other show. No, I'm just kidding. Just joking. But that's a good thing to think, because then you can kind of get, learn from, I guess, but more of a open up what you know, don't hold things in, basically.
See,
you know what
I mean? This is where things in my career are going to get really hard, and when I say they come really fast.
That's when it sounds like best life. It gets hard and it comes really fast.
I do, actually.
I'm not the celebrator.
I almost did that the other night at the hospital.
So, I haven't told anybody. Like, I've told a couple friends, like close friends to me, but I haven't told anybody on the internet, nobody in person. What I've talked to my mentor about is, after I keep practicing comedy, one thing that's hard to do is kids comedy. It's really, really hard. And I want to jump into that so I can jump into maybe Netflix one day.
Yes.
It's like I said, it's coming so fast, and it's so much different, like something different new every day. Like, and I'm just like, oh shit,
right.
So let me try practicing kids comedy. Now I can't talk about my gangbang fucking mom and you know shit like that.
Yeah.
Can't talk about shit like that.
Hey, starting about Starlito for it.
No, I can't talk shit like that, man. You gotta actually have some smooth, like, nice things to make a kid laugh. And it's, oh my gosh, I have it in my notes, but my mentor Adam gave me a list of guys to watch who've done kids.
Okay, so Sandra said, tap in with me. I work with comedians as well.
Oh, wow.
Let's run a show. Direct message her and hit her on it. I will give you all that information after the show.
Oh,
definitely will. Oh, I like what Omar said again. Do you write all your own material or just come with it with a fly? I do both. I write a lot of my material, because if you sit there and you try to not have any material, you're going to be kind of stuck. Yeah. But sometimes I'll be done with a joke, and I actually just had something pop in my head. I'm about to say it's funny as fuck. It might be a one-liner. It might just be something I just seen at the... Dude, one time dude does it. This janky bed restaurant, and it has like a comedy in the back.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It was out in Lansing, man. They brought me there for one show.
The Skyliner, ain't it?
It's right across the street from... it's a food place.
Well, that helped out.
I've literally only been there.
It was like 15, 20 people in there, and it was like really kind of run down, and I fucking made a joke about some paint. Because I was like, God damn, it looks like these guys, because these guys were like, it was some Mexican guys wearing like their things. I'm like, God damn, can we get these guys?
That sounds like a Dunko.
They had Panther pants and shit. I'm like, oh damn, they're probably here supporting one of their friends. So I told them,
damn.
You gotta work. They're straight to the comedy show and shit. You know, I'm like, man, you guys, we gotta hire them to paint this over here. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I'm fly like that. So, but that's, you know, funny. Sandra, I would definitely like to work with you. You're working with comedians. That'd be nice. We can get something going for sure.
Yeah, she's cool. She's cool. We may have her on probably Friday.
No shit.
Yep, Friday, have her on the show. Actually, we already said I got to make the flyer for her still, but yeah, we'll have her on the show on Friday. So
tune into the show on Friday. Yeah. Watch her.
Yeah, she's cool. She's I mean, honestly, I think what it is that most like I think I've only been to like 2-3 comedic shows.
Right.
And I'm sitting there like looking at the show, the person up there, and I got bored. You know what I mean? Are you afraid of something like that?
Okay, so Felipe, Fluffy's best friend, Felipe.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I saw them on pictures.
That dude, I seen him over in Sorinigo.
Okay.
And that dude did half his bit with the zipper down.
No shit.
And so, and his storylines were just boring as hell.
Yeah.
And so I just stood up out of the crowd and I was like, hey, your zipper's down. Oh, yeah, bro? And he turns around and says, oh, yeah, I'm sorry, I had my penis out. Thank you very much. Thanks to this guy here. I was like, dude, you're fucking boring, bro.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, when he contacted me through Facebook, he goes, I want to thank you. I just found you. And how the hell did you find me?
Yeah.
He goes, well, you run your promotion, your JN Promotions. I'm like, dude, that was like years ago.
Hmm.
He goes, yeah, but I found you. I found your picture. And then I just want to say thank you.
Yeah.
So he actually reached out to me.
Wow.
Okay. And he said, what could I do different since you didn't like my show? What could I do different?
You told him straight up, you're like?
Yeah, I'm a very blunt person. And he knows.
Yeah.
Everybody knows. Everybody out here knows I'm a very blunt person. I give two shits.
Yeah.
Either you're going to take criticism or you're not. Then if you can't, then you shouldn't be on the show.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, so here's the thing with Felipe. Felipe will tell me something that I did wrong that I can fix. I said, you use too much of yourself and you don't. You laugh too much at yourself rather than at the story.
Yeah, that's true.
And that makes it boring because it's like, okay, yes, I'm already making. That's like Ben laughing at himself and they're like, yeah, we already told that.
We already made fun of
you.
You
gotta be funny. You gotta laugh with the story. You gotta have good punchlines, hooks. You gotta. It's a lot to it, man. You gotta study this shit. Yeah. And that's what I did. I took a night. I said, no, fuck, I'm going all in studying up till like 4 in the morning. Okay, reading. Yep, this is what I need to do different. You know what? Let me watch my show. Damn, I studied right here. You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Shit like that.
Yeah.
So where exactly. It is, practice makes perfect. The more shows, the better I'll get.
Yeah. It was just funny. The only part that was funny was that he did a half a bit show with his zipper down.
Yeah, that's fine.
And it's because, you know, he's a big guy, so, you know, he wore corduroy jeans. And you know, everybody knows out there, if you wear corduroy jeans, whether the guard put the zipper down or up, it's going to fall down.
And that's why I like comedy shows. It's where it's like a day party. Like the one we have Saturday. We have rap and comedy because there's nowhere to get bored. You know what? This comedy coming down. We got somebody performing up there. We got fucking drinks. We got girls walking around. It's just a good fucking time. So yeah, it's a lot better than just everybody sitting in their little theater seat just watching a straight show for an hour and a half. Now that 90-minute shows, it takes a while to get to even hour skits.
One thing I noticed. Okay, so even Fluffy, when he did his at the Dodgers Stadium in California, in L.A.,
yeah,
he started talking and it just turned boring because now it's not just a storyline. Now it's just a story.
Yeah,
it wasn't funny anymore.
But yeah,
because of his name, Fluffy, everybody started chanting Fluffy, and that's where he switched it up.
Yeah,
to become funny again.
Because he probably realized,
he's rambling on to something that was like...
Had nothing to do with the show.
It had nothing to do with comedy. I didn't come here to listen to your storyline. I came here to...
I don't care that you ordered, you know, stopped at 7-Eleven and dropped your big gulp. Yeah. Nobody cares about that. Unless it was a funny...
Now put your finger in the donut.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, that's true.
So...
Yeah, man, that's crazy, dude. You're right, because some people will get so boring with their comedy that you're kind of stuck there in your seat like, fuck. You don't love that, man. You want to always have something live. That's why I'm working on
that,
man.
Yep.
See, that's why, you know, again, is rap harder or is being a comedian harder? Being a comedian is harder because it's always having material. Yeah.
And nothing against rap because...
Oh, I love rap.
But it's like, here's the thing.
I'm playing, guys. I'm playing.
I'm on Spotify every time I'm driving, you know, listening to music. You know,
no, like, it's... I mean, yeah, there is a big difference on that because you got to look at it of, like you said earlier, you got to have material for every night.
Yeah,
every time you go
you
up.
You got to be on your toes.
Something different.
You have to be on your toes when it comes to being a comedian.
Yeah.
It's not just, you know, get your material. You got to have material beyond material. Just like a backup after a backup after a backup. You always have to have material.
You do.
Even when somebody comes out and says something out of the crowd,
you got to respond to that. Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Oh, yeah, man. We got to... Oh, yeah, Samson, a lot of love. He said, hell yeah, bro. Cool, man.
But no, it's true. I mean, I think, like, obviously growing up, we listened to, you know, Snoop and all that stuff. And it's like, you know, even like, even if he had a concert now, he's still singing some of his old music. You know, but
well, in his concerts now, he's putting more mariachi in it.
That too. Yeah, I did notice that too. I did see that.
I went to my first concert ever, 2016. It was Snoop Dogg. Dude, every song he played, and I had was an old school. And I had somebody tap my shoulder from the back. You don't know nothing about this young buck. I'm like, damn, man, I do, but it's because my dad was playing in the car. So
There you go. But no, my favorite is for.
That made me feel old as hell.
Yeah, I know.
Because I do that to my grandkids. You don't know nothing about this young buck.
Right. Nope.
Shut up, Grandpa.
Well, yeah, that's true, because Adrian does that too.
Any questions you guys have for me?
Yeah, throw some questions.
Throw some questions. Yes. Or for even Starlito or Ben. We got this great podcast, man. Great people. And they
spread a lot of everybody's doing good.
Yeah, that's my uncle right there, man.
That's my nephew, Tony.
Happy Veterans Day, man. I know it's late. Uncle Jimmy, thank you for your service.
Thank you for your services, James.
Wait a minute.
James Hassan.
You related to Katie?
That's my mom.
Oh! Y'all related.
I'm the one that did you guys, somebody's baby pictures.
Oh, my sister's.
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought you looked familiar too, because that was
where you were. I remember you were there with your wife. And you did
yes.
Fuck.
But dang.
My friend Ben coming to do the pictures. No shit.
Wait, did I sleep with your mom?
I'm just right.
Wait,
bro.
That's crazy. Because Katie was at. Yeah.
Are you doing before?
No, but Katie, we went to school with her. Yeah. We went to school. She was friends with my cousin Stacy.
Yep, yep.
And it's like, oh man, that's freaking crazy.
Yeah, but
I even saw you too when that day we were at the barber shop, and I was like, man, why does that guy look familiar?
I knew you knew. I didn't know from where, how long, nothing like that. Yeah, she told me though. Shit, not recently. It was a long
time.
But I thought you knew Ben, but yeah, that's great.
That's crazy.
Joke about his mom be real.
That's her brother.
Okay.
Yeah, that's funny, man. Fucking Uncle Jimmy.
That's funny.
Yeah, man,
all right, so
where if you had a choice of the biggest stage to perform, where would it be?
That's a good one.
We can't do the what's it called? The one in Australia, because that burned down.
Oh, where?
The amphitheater.
Where?
In Australia, that burned
down. Oh, the Sydney one.
Yeah.
The did you really? Oh, dang, I didn't know that.
Super Bowl Stadium.
Oh.
That's cool. That's a good idea.
During the Super Bowl. I think that would be a first and something new. It would be a new wave if they didn't have comedy and have music for the Super Bowl.
That would be
crazy.
That would be.
Oh, that would be. That would be. That's a good idea. A comedy show instead of music.
That would be a banger, man.
We're going to get a hold of the NFL. NFL, we got some ideas.
No, they bring on one of the biggest comedians in the world, like how they just tried to do the biggest artist of that year.
Mm-hmm.
What they would have done, now you got people who probably don't even watch football watching just for comedy as well as the music.
You're reaching out, gens, you know, so it's like, you're reaching people who like comedy. Like
I don't know the percentage, but if anybody's in here, check the percentage of how many people only watch the Super Bowl for the halftime shows.
Oh, that's almost 70%.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
they already did that. Reasons why they're arguing the point of bringing Bad Bunny here versus Santana.
Yeah.
And then there was Kid Rock, and there was a controversy about that.
Yeah,
because the 70% of the watchers of the Super Bowl are for the halftime show.
Right.
30% actually watch the game.
Exactly. And it also too depends on who's playing too. But we got Leonardo Hernandez.
Migo in here. Shout out him, man.
Yep.
Shout out
Migo. So definitely. I mean, again, where's your backpack?
Oh, yeah, man. I got to pull that back up, dude.
Yep.
Make sure right
here. Like I said, his name on Facebook, Yes, I'm Craze. Yeah, dude, his name's Craze. Got the backpacks. You can throw whatever you want on there. I'm telling you, look at this, dude. You guys can have all types of this.
That's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, man. Literally, this is a great backpack. If you have some type of following and you want promotion, like if you want to get paid for promotion. Like,
yeah, that's true.
I have a backpack. I can run 5 to 10 different flyers on here. I can put all your new album on here and all this. Give me $100, I'll wear this to my next show.
That's
something
cool.
Like that, you know?
Hell yeah.
So this is where I.
It's a good ass
great
idea.
Backpack, man. You got the show this Saturday. Come out. It's going to be a great time. We got a lot of good people out there, man. Shout out to Black River Billiards. Right here. There we go. But yeah, man. It's been a great one, man. I'm excited for this show, dude.
Who's your dad?
Robert. Gooey gets here.
Robert. That's your dad?
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
I had news. I got 3 messages. Hey, that's Gooey's son.
Yes, that's what I was thinking too. Because I was like, that last name.
Where is he? I haven't seen your dad on here.
Yeah,
I thought. I don't know.
That work.
Your dad's always on here.
Oh no, shit, yo.
Yeah,
he's on here.
Yeah, I've seen him on here a few times. But
he's always talking shit like us.
You know.
That's why I think I got some of my shit talking from that fucker.
Yeah.
Oops, hold on. All right, there we go. But no, that's just, that's crazy how that's all falling into place now, because I'm like, when I saw Hosink, I was like, wait a minute.
What's up, Migo?
That's cool.
Is that Migo? Our Migo, or is that a different Migo?
That might be a different one.
I'm like, our Migo, let's be on him.
Let me own him. That's my son.
I own you, damn it.
Yeah. Yeah, right. He's our son now.
I think it's good. Might be somebody I know from Grandpa's. I hate when people change their name so much, because I don't know, but I think it might be one of my friends, Migo. That's my boy, if it is. Cause
well, we got a friend named Migo, too, here, so.
Yeah. Cool.
Man, I love this, man. Yeah,
so,
been great.
You have any little skit you want to do? Anything you want to
do? Yeah, why don't you,
give you guys something.
Do you want to stand up? You want to do the stand up? What do you want to do?
Give you guys what? One.
Get a little preview.
Go ahead, get a little
one
preview.
Little joke.
Put the camera on him.
What should I give you guys? Because I can't give you guys nothing about my next few shows.
No, think of whatever he says now. West Side Migo.
Ah, that's our Migo.
Is it?
Yep, that's our Migo.
Yeah,
what,
okay.
Did you change his name? I'm my own son. He said, I'm my own son.
Shit.
Yeah, okay. Like, okay. So people need to update me. Okay, so anyways.
That's all you had to know right there.
Okay, now I know. Okay, West Side Migo. We get it. Okay. We'll change the subject. As we wait, let's give another shout out to West Side.
Well,
Southside Cuts. Sorry about that. Southside Cuts.
Southside Cuts.
Also, let's give a shout out to Gonzalo.
Gonzalo,
Pagan.
Yep.
Gonzalo Pagan is actually a comedian. I actually hooked these two guys up together.
Okay.
Actually, Pagan's going to actually show Tony a little bit of something behind the scenes.
I'm excited for that one.
So, I mean, if you guys don't know who Gonzalo Pagan is, he actually did Woody's Press Box in Grand Rapids for many years. He actually led the show as well. He was behind the scenes as well. Pagan is actually one of the greatest comedians here in Michigan.
Nice, man.
He is funny. He is down to earth, but he's real. He's raw. Yeah,
that's cool.
He's another Aries.
Okay.
He's another Aries.
I'm going to have to look him up.
If I compared any comedian to him, that would be another Aries.
Does he have anything online?
He has some stuff online. If you go to Woody's Press Box, you can actually see that stuff on there.
Woody's Press Box. Okay.
It's right there. I think Patterson and 31.
I don't know.
Excuse me.
I don't
know. Shout out. Carrot juice. I feel like I do with that little arm.
Yeah.
Carrot juice. But yeah, so.
Bolt House, give us some free drinks.
So yeah, so all you know, to learn from Pagan is going to be something that's going to be really, really outstanding.
Yeah.
Because he reaches a crowd in a personal level, but funny.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
And he will pick on you if you don't care who you are.
Really, I love it, man.
So you get a lot to learn from him, and he's got a lot to learn, you know, with each other. You guys can together probably be this Batman and Robin thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
That's cool.
Nice, man. I can't wait to meet him, man. He sounds like he does great comedy.
Cool.
He does. He does. I know he stopped for a minute, but this boy he's on it.
That's cool.
So shout out to Pagan.
Shout out. All right.
I think I'm gonna give you guys probably like a nice 1-2 minute joke. And got a lot written down for my next two shows. I don't want to take notes for that. So this is one is just like strictly. Honestly, this is a new one, man. It's something I actually thought about actually the last couple of days, and I didn't write down. I jotted a little bit about down, but so a few years ago, I was going through a breakup, and I thought it was bad when you get left for a guy. I was left for three. So that felt good, you know.
You're just hoping to be the right one.
I think you're trying to test out which meat's the best, you know. Different race to see what's the best, you know. You got to get a little bit of every flavor every now and again, right?
Right.
So I was really upset about it, man. I didn't know how to handle it. Started crying, and I was driving when I was crying. Just driving, I'm like, fuck, man. I got no tints on these windows. These motherfuckers gonna see me at this red light. So thank God I'm over here on the south side of Highland. I pull into the cemetery right there on 16th. Pulling there, I'm like, no one's gonna come check me at the cemetery. I go walk up to the gravestone, random one, first one I see, start crying, let it out, it's rolling. I don't know who Barbara something is, but shit, you're my grandma today, man. I'm sorry, I wasn't always there. And I shit you not, I'm sitting out at this random fucking gravesite, and a cop walks up, and I'm like, fuck. I'm like, what am I doing, you know? And he's like, just checking on me. He says, hey man, I see you're over here in tears, you all right? He's like, did you just lose this person? And I look at the stone, and the end date says 2003. I'm like, 2003, fuck. So I look back, and I'm like, The dates don't match up. It's fucking January right now. She was born in fucking March and she died in December. What the fuck do I do? So I just said, man, it's been a long day. I just want to come speak to my aunt for a little bit. And I was having a hard one, man. Life's been hitting me. I don't know what the fuck happened. I ended up starting betting to the cop. Cop looks at me, man. He's just letting me spew it. He's kind of sitting there still with a straight face. And I'm like, oh, this is all going down. I look at him. I said, hey, your body cam isn't on, is it? He goes, it is. And that's when I knew I was fucked.
That would be embarrassing, too, is that actually?
I was waiting for the punchline where you said, and the cop said, that's my mom.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Worried about that body cam footage. No, right. Don't want anybody to see. Oh, look at this little pussy crying at the random grave. But yeah, man, I got some great content for this Saturday. I've worked really, not really too hard on it, but I worked good on it, man. I went over it a good amount of times, make sure it's good. I want everybody that showed to have a great time. We have another comedian named Emmanuel. I'd never met him. Heard good things about him. Heard he had a comedy show with 10 others, and they picked him out of the other 10 for this show.
Okay.
So if he stand out against 10 people and they can get him, let's hope he's a good one, man. Let's see what all.
Here's a question. Do you ever lose sleep on content?
Yeah, I actually, like I said, just trying not to mix your personal life with your real life. So now I have all this going on in life, and I'm trying to take care of it, and I really have a show coming up, and I should have been rehearsing this shit. You know, I should have been going down on this shit, and now I've only done this at one show. I really try not to ever grab my phone at any show I have. I've only done it one time. I slipped up. I let my personal life get involved. I had a few drinks before I went on stage. Had the liquid courage with me. And I slipped up and forgot one of my things. And I had to grab my phone out of my pocket. Like, no one really noticed. It was kind of like a quick slip. But peek. Oh, that was the next one. And I don't ever want to do that again. No one really noticed. It was a great show.
You know what? Yeah. All these new comedians that are coming out, they actually use their phones.
They do.
Yeah.
And some of them use the mic stand.
Yep.
And they have the phones on there, so it's already there.
Yeah.
Print it up. You know, I think that's kind of cliche, yet kind of foul. Because you're like, now it's not even a joke. Now you're just reading off the prompter.
Exactly. Yeah. And I see that a lot.
You know what I mean? And it's just like, what was his name? Used it a lot.
Donald Trump? No, I'm just kidding.
And well, besides him.
Yeah. I don't think I'm better than any comedian because I don't do that and they do. I just want the look to be better when I'm walking around the stage smooth. I know how to look at certain audience and focus like so that everybody's seeing me. So everybody's like, I'm looking this way. Like at the crowd over here, but I'm in front of the crowd right here.
Yeah.
So like they're still getting their vision. Everybody else is still. I'm interacting with everybody.
Yeah.
So it's just something I don't want to have a phone stand in front of me just reading off a prompt like you said, and now somebody's sitting there kind of bored. What the fuck is this guy doing?
Yeah.
I want to see you. Cat Williams actually.
Oh, Cat Williams, great.
Cat Williams actually was on a stage that rotated. So no matter where you're sitting.
Oh yeah.
You can see him.
He looked like a little record player. Like a record player.
Right.
Put the lead on the record. Put the lead on the record.
Probably dizzy after 30 minutes.
So he was actually, but it goes slow. I mean, goes slow. It's just fast enough so you're not seeing the same person.
Right.
The whole time.
But I want to see it where you're actually getting there now. You're drunk. You're like, what the fuck? The room's spinning.
Shit, you made that drink. So now that's another thing with my comedy is if I do have a drink, it's one. And then I'm up there with water, you know. It's after my set's done. Let's get some drinks. Let's have some fun. But
that's kind of how we work. Kind of get that liquid courage real quick, and then move forward.
Right.
And then afterwards, you get plastered. But I mean,
exactly.
I mean, in the beginning, we kind of had shows where we all got plastered, and we're like, the hell we're supposed to do?
What song were we playing?
That's one thing I don't want to do is to have a show where I'm not there. You know, I'm not there. Dude, that's the one thing. I want to keep it going smooth. I want to keep, because like I said, it's been a big buzz lately, man. It's been a lot of working and networking and all of a sudden. I think a big thing about it, too, is I do have a lot of people from Holland and Grand Rapids. So I've been a lot of West Michigan. And lately, it started even spreading out to Muskegon, Lansing. And it's like, cool, now I'm getting out here. Then I'm having open mic people reach out to me from outside of Detroit. And I'm like putting in my address. Oh, 2.5 hours. Fuck, 220 minutes. Shit. So it's 20 minutes there, 12 hours, 20 minutes back. You know?
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, I'm like, shit. I just want to keep doing it good, you know, keep trying to fit through, keep it local and then keep expanding, you know. I actually had LA Comedy Club on my rant. I was performed at Mulligan's and someone drinking there actually knew the owners of LA Comedy Club.
Oh, okay.
So that was the connection right there. So now I have people from LA Comedy Club I've been messaging and they told me they want 10 different videos of 10 different shows. And then I'll come out there and do some stand-up on the stage in LA Comedy Club.
Nice.
That'd be cool, but I'm pretty sure they want 10 good videos, 10 good shows, and they want to put together.
LA doesn't really play around. because there's a lot of actors and a lot of people out there, a lot of right. producers
yeah.
That are out there, and they, you know, some go there to relax at the bar, but they're still listening. Just like me, I'm always working when I'm not working.
Yeah.
I'm still working.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
if I go to the bar and I chill out and have a drink, I'm still paying attention.
You're still getting right. the money.
Exactly. So LA doesn't play.
No,
so
they don't.
If they want to see a card, they want to see a performance, or mm-hmm. they can say, just let me see your YouTube or whatever. And they're going to look through your YouTube, and if they like you, they're going to reach out.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So, yep. you know, I do wish you the best, man. I know you're going to do fabulous Saturday.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Awesome appreciate job. It, man.
Hopefully we can all make it out there as a group. We can be yeah. out there and do our thing.
Shout out to everybody that's going. Shout out to you guys on this podcast. This is great for
thank you, thank you. Oh, yeah, thank you.
If you for guys sure. are ever looking to get your name out or talk to anybody, this podcast is great. You should message these guys and try to work something. They got a busy schedule, but they could fit you in somewhere.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Thank you.
Just speaking of comedians, next week, Tuesday, we have Mr. Gonzalo Pagan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, so he'll be on as well.
Yeah, another
and,
comedian.
You know, and that's the thing is, like, we love doing this. We love helping everybody out with, you know, whatever it is they're doing. The rap music, the country, whatever it is.
Our job we will is to help. Expose those who want to get exposed.
Exactly.
And so...
That's
some
pretty
people,
much it.
Some people get scared. They're like, I don't want to do that. And they say, why? You got to warrant.
You got to break it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Through. Yeah. So if you don't do it, you'll never know how far you can get.
Exactly.
You know?
Definitely.
But at the same time.
That way.
He's like a cat. If you move, he moves.
I'll be like, what?
He's like that song.
If you
move,
we
move.
Yeah.
Oh, real shit.
No, it's because...
move. I love this one, man.
You know, it's because when I'm sitting in that computer, I could hear bats.
Oh, really?
Because there's bats in the attic. There's literally bats in the attic.
So, I wish you the best. I know you're going to be great. Just stay focused. Keep pushing forward. Learn how to get booed. And yeah. smile.
That's the main one right now. Learn how to take that.
Your first
rejection, you know?
Yeah, the first rejection... Kind of hurts your heart a little bit.
First of all, mom's like, this is like one of the fuckers.
Nah. You know, in the meantime, you know, learn how to get past that.
Yeah.
Because after you get that, people are going to boo you. But again, like I told you from before, any publicity is good publicity.
Yeah. Like I said, man, the backpacks, yes, I'm crazed on Facebook, on Instagram. You can get one. This is the show this Saturday. While now, Spanky Hay is going to be there. $20 ticket. If you ever want a backpack that's like this. Nice, lightweight. Look at this. It's great. I think it's great for promotion if you ever want to get promotion up.
Yep. There you
Mario
go.
Mario said, I know that guy. Don't let him say otherwise when he blows up.
Can't wait to catch your Don't Tell comedy special. I love that. Yep.
That's awesome.
We have a nice comedy special, man. That's going to be in the works as well. That's why I said, man, it's been a lot, so much going on. Mm-hmm. It just hits you from every which way, and you're like, shit. Now I work a regular job while I do this, you know, and
right.
I've been at my job just writing comedy still, you know.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, that's what we got to do. We got to
never stop doing what you're doing until you actually make it to where you got to go.
Yeah, to where I'm like, all right, see you guys later.
Yeah, right.
Hey, I'm on the stage for the first time. I'll see you guys later. I quit.
Yeah.
We're good here.
I'm good.
No, what was that movie where he did?
Make sure you go where you're going.
Where he freaked out. Damn, I can't think of the name of that movie. Anyway, Half-Baked.
Oh, love that movie.
That was a freaking awesome ass movie. That's reminding me of that.
All those damn fucking movies. They make you laugh, man. It's a great
So movie. Anything you want to tell your people out there before we head out?
Thank you guys all for tuning in with us tonight. Like I said, keep watching this podcast. It's a great one. Thank you guys all for us jumping on here with me, asking questions. And this Saturday, big show, man. We got Wild Out guests in the building. We got actually some special guests. We got a lot coming up, man. It's going to be a great one. We got some surprises. We got actually somebody who said he's going to be giving free drinks to certain people there. So, like, he sees
okay,
people.
Okay, I'm going then.
A lot of free drinks getting passed out. So, if he sees you actively drinking, and you know he's probably going to get another one, you're probably going to – you might get a second drink for free at this show. So,
cool.
Before we head up, where can they buy tickets? Where can they go? Can they go online?
That's a great question. We have a lot of different people selling tickets. There's me, Solis, Rome Hunted, Yes I'm Crazed, and Mario Herrera, all on Facebook, Instagram. You can make payment. We have everything, Cash App, Zelle, Venmo, anything you think of. I even had somebody ask me about Chime. So,
oh yeah.
So speaking of, because there's a lot of Solises out there. You're talking about Marcus Solis.
Marcus Solis, the
rapper.
Which
has a business on the sell side. I'm linking.
Yeah, shout to the shop, man. They got if you ever want like a pre-roll for. You know, a couple bucks. You know, come buy a sticker. You know, you gotta buy a sticker. So come over there, shop with the Solis. He's a great guy, man. He's He's
got push him over.
Not from him, but I got one.
Right. I need your sticker.
Show proof.
I know you got a sticker in there.
Yeah, no, they're great.
Give your fucking sticker, dude, man.
You can, yeah. So, hey, if you want. Actually, you could pull up to 1080 Lincoln Ave and pick up a ticket anytime from Marcus Alisi's shop. They're selling them there, so that if you want to go, just pull up and grab a ticket instead of having to deal with like making a payment with us or somebody you know. Go right to the shop, walk right in, say, "Hey, I'm just here to get to the ticket to the show Saturday." Cool. We'll hook you up, $20.
And then say where that is one more time.
1080 Lincoln Ave. Shout out the shop. Like you said, you go there, you might even walk in there with more than what you came to get.
Yeah, there you go.
That's a good way to get it.
That's a good way to get it. There you go. That was actually perfect.
Yeah. Going one way, not another.
Yeah.
Bingo.
Yep, exactly.
But don't forget, right, this Saturday at
Billiards, it's called the Pocket, too. Side Pocket.
Side Pocket.
Outside, we'll say Black River Billiards is at 91 Douglas Avenue.
It's the old Casey's.
Yeah.
Yep. It's right on the north side of Holland, Michigan, right on the intersection of River and Douglas, right there, man. Yep. You guys will see it. It's said Black River Billiards outside. It's gonna be fun, man. Even if you don't like comedy or music, I think you should come out and just have a good time.
Just use the pool next door.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
You're have
show us your sticker. Yeah.
You gotta get over the sticker. Yeah. You gotta get a ticket to get.
You gotta show proof.
That's another thing I should have mentioned. You will get in when the tickets are sold out, but every ticket guarantees you a seat. So if the tickets are sold out, seats might be out as well. So you probably, if you come buying in at the day of, you might not have a seat. So I try to just get your tickets as soon as you guys
stand
in. If you
room.
Know anybody that's getting drunk, get them even more drunk, you get them kicked out.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. Yep. There's an open seat.
Boom. That's a life hack.
There you go. Life hack.
All righty then. So I want to thank you for being on, Tony.
Thank you guys, man. Loved it.
And appreciate you, man.
It's great, baby.
Little Ben, you guys are fucking awesome, bro.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Appreciate everybody. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Enjoying the show tonight, the Ben Herrera and Starlito show. And Black River Studios, Alpha One Music,
love
and Trouble Sons.
Live, love, laugh.
All day.
Exactly.
Get it, all right. Babies.
Everybody have a good night, and we will see you tomorrow night. We will actually have a surprise for tomorrow night.
Ooh,
so
I'm excited for this.
So we'll see that. All right. Everybody have a good night. Nice. We'll see you tomorrow.
And that's it for tonight's episode. Hope you enjoyed. The Ben Herrera and Starlito Show. A Black River Studios podcast. Thanks for watching.